Now, welcome back to Mooney Goes Wild. We're just listening out for some springtime warblers who are feathering their nests. What's their name? Asguelga again, Aina?
Well, one of them will be called Choc de Dole, Derek.
Wow.
And geez, you don't usually hear them this time of the year, but I think we're going to hear the first early cries of spring.
Okay, Choc de Dole. They're sort of like house pigeons, I suppose.
Well, like the pigeons. They would foul the place up a fair bit, all right.
Just leaning in to hear them. Can you hear them? Absolutely fantastic, Aina. What are we also hearing there in the background?
Well, Derek, I'm glad you asked that. That's a lesser-spotted McSharry. You wouldn't hear tell of him from one end of the ear to the other.
And is that a bell we can hear in the background as well, Aina?
That's right. That'd be the death knell sounding for rural Ireland, Derek.
And that bell sends them wild.
They're a migratory species, Derek, so they love the mileage.
Fantastic. My spinnies.
Hi.
Guys, I haven't been trending for days. I need another epic repeal tweet to remind people of my relatableness.
Cool, Tish. Look, Polly's just been drafting some new ones for you, so Polly, over to you.
Yeah, try this. This week, a lot of people have been talking about intercity rail journeys to Galway, Mayo, Sligo coming to an end. Let's not forget about the Irish women who must make the saddest journey of all to the UK. Let's end those journeys instead. Hashtag repeal.
Wow, that'll almost make it sound like I care.
Thanks.
And you're sure the swamp donkeys won't give me grief?
No, we've run the numbers and you're looking golden now, thanks to Simon.
Harris? I suppose he did pave the way with that sweet speech where he listed off the numbers of women getting abortions from each county. Even Joe.ie covered that one.
No, Tish, not Simon Harris, Simon Coveney.
Coveney?
Yeah.
That soggy car's water biscuit. He nearly ruined everything by saying we shouldn't go with a 12 weeks, no questions asked thing.
Yeah, but it turns out that's good for the party.
Oh?
Coveney will keep the conservative culture base happy while you appeal to the hip, young urbanites, you know, the important people.
Gotta keep everyone happy, Tish. It's the same reason Micheál Martin suddenly started caring about women. The Clev move.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay then.
So we'll thunder crunch and air blast some new policies that we can pawn off on Noviny to keep the culturati happy.
Yeah, let's see. Drink driving permits?
Climate change denial?
Save the ferry fort?
Tackle rhododendrons?
Guys, are you just reading these off the Healy Ray Wikipedia page?
Don't, Tish. They know their target demographic, yeah?
Complete and utter muck savage turf munchers.
Yeah, but their row in the jaw went totally viral.
Yeah, such a shame their constituents don't actually have internet access.
Right, well, I'm happy to foist these policies on Noviny if it keeps the base happy.
Yeah.
So long as we're not actually expected to take any of it, you know, seriously.
Can you imagine?
Guys, I'm not sure this is something I'm really comfortable with.
Gee, Simon, how long have you been standing there?
Well,
what are you even doing in our office?
You invited me here to discuss some new policy ideas.
Oh, weird. If you're not looking directly at him, it's like he ceases to exist.
Yeah, same thing happens to me with poor people. You know?
He's perfect. Once his career in politics is completely ruined by these policies, people won't even remember he existed.
Oh, wow.
Yay, Stratcom!
Guys, I'm still here. Like,
oh my god, I like literally turned my head slightly and he just vanished.
Right, guys, I gotta go do some tweeting.
Yeah, I'm going for a coffee. Coming, Quentin?
Sure. Hello? Oh.
Yeah, all right, everyone. All right. Cunis! Right. I'm proud to be chairing my first meeting as head of Sinn Féin.
Mary Lou, where's the sandwiches?
All right, there'll be no talk of bread after all the unpleasantness. This is an entirely gluten-free room. Cunis!
Oh my God.
Now, it's time for roll call. There's a lot of empty seats. But anyway, Piers Doherty.
On Shaw, and I think it's very telling that the banking fat cats...
Dirty, save for the Doyle, Piers. Michelle O'Neill.
On Shaw, new leader.
Sorry, are you doing your hair?
Eh, it's just because I didn't have time this morning. And
no excuses. Just drop the GHG or get out of the room.
Not fair.
Cunis. Next, Owen O'Brien.
On Shaw. And I think you're doing great, Mary Lou.
Yeah, thanks, Owen, but there's no need to shout.
Sorry, Wooncher. I mean, a weary Lou.
Quiet the rest of you. Now, Alex Maskey, come up here. That's enough.
Yeah, what is it?
Now, Alex, would you care to tell the others what you said about Northern Ireland? Speak up so the whole room can hear you.
I said it was a putrid wee state, lads. So I did.
Shh. Cunis. And you think it makes Sinn Féin look good, Alex?
No, Mary Lou, definitely.
No, it doesn't. Sit down. Seamus Morris.
He's gone because of the bullying, miss.
Owen, you know there's no bullying in this party, okay?
Okay.
Cirque O'Neill.
Oh, yeah, she's gone too because of the... something.
Right.
Sorry, miss.
Okay, right. I'm just going to keep reading names. Just stop me when I get to someone who hasn't left or been helped out. Oh. Eugene Greenan.
No.
John Snell.
No.
Oliver O'Brien. Jerry O'Neill.
Gone.
No. Trevor O'Claherty.
No.
Is Nolan Riley here?
No.
She resigned too after the Desi Ellis thing.
Desi Ellis.
Yes, Mary Lou. Can I still come to making do later, can I?
Absolutely not, Desi.
Because we all know the only thing he makes are time bombs.
Cunis. Clowns to the left of me. Dirty Dirties to the right. Jerry Kelly, did you enjoy your time in the spotlight removing a clamp from your car? Quiet!
I didn't do it, Mary Lou. Honestly,
weren't you caught on camera, Jerry?
Oh, aye, I was.
Honestly, I've only been here 5 minutes and already I feel like my leadership has been kneecapped. Handicapped, I meant handicapped. Hello, is this Fianna Fáil? Is it possible to rejoin the party if you haven't been a member for a while? Cheers. All right, careful, no running. You're always on the bloody run. Now, don't forget to subscribe to Callan's Kicks on iTunes or on your podcast provider. The best thing about it is it's completely free, so I love it. Ha ha. Cha-cha-cha. Howie, it's Nikki here. Welcome back to Dancing with the Stars. Will Anna Geary slither into the next round? Will Marty take home Sam? Bah. Can I finish a sentence without soft shoehorning a pun into it? And don't forget, you can also get live Dancing with the Stars updates over on Radio 1 with old Snake Hips himself, Ryan Torberty.
Yeah, Jiminy Crickets, I've got rickets. No, really, I should drink more milk. I subsist on Jelly Babies and Inspector Morse DVDs. Ha ha!
So, can Marty Morrissey bounce back after receiving the lowest score in the history of the competition?
Oh, why, oh why? Haven't I bent over backwards to put a smile on every woman in Ireland's face? And still you deny me. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to.
How will Marty react if Brian, the rude judge, continues to crank out his vicious one-liners?
Marty, you are an embarrassment out there, and that was before you started the dancing.
Oh.
I'm tearing up me invitation to the Marty party.
No.
RSVP to that, why don't you?
Well, I'm going to keep my chin up, Brian. I'm going to keep my chin well and truly up.
Yeah, they're chins, Marty. Oh. Chins, plural.
Oh, so hurtful.
And we go behind the scenes to find the real Marty.
They told me I was a national treasure. But what if they lied? What if I'm wrong about everything? What if they're not laughing with me, they're laughing at me? Oh, I mustn't let them see me cry. I don't want my fake tan to run, because the rest of me can't. But what if there is no Marty Party? No, Marty Party!
Anyway, Dancing with the Stars isn't just Marty's slow-motion self-destruction in front of the entire country. There's other stories too. Can Jake Carter step up and answer the question the whole country is asking? Who are you?
Calm down, la.
It's called Dancing with the Stars, yeah? But it should be called Dancing with the Stars Relatives.
Yeah, hello, yeah, how are you? It's Connor here, yeah. You out there, you gonna vote for me, sister, yeah? Or I'll rip your bleeding head off and I'll f***ing sh** on your f***ing neck, yeah? Ha ha ha.
Here's Johnny Vegas.
I wanna say to the people of RT, yeah? You voted off me wife. Now I've no reason to come over and see her.
Ha, great crack. So the only question for this week is, who will Louis Walsh send home?
I really don't want to do this, but hold on a second. That's a different show, Nikki.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Louis.
It's a completely different show on a completely different channel.
But after week two,
they all look the same.
And so do the judges, because Julian Benson is hedging his bets.
Ah, James, well done. That's a great pun, Nikki, hun. Ah!
Ah, did you see what I did there?
And don't forget, friends, for all your Dance with the Stars backstage action, check in with Don't Stop Dancing. Can't Stop Dancing. Won't Stop Dancing. Please Stop Dancing. And I'm Worried My Teen Daughter Is Binge Dancing. All live on RT and on the RT Player all day, every day. I hope you're enjoying it, because we had to shut down young peoples to pay for this.
It's tango-tastic.
Marty's off backstage for a Marty's pity party.
Settle down there, lads. Come on, settle down, lads. Come on, lads.
And ladies?
I meant lads in the rural Irish sense, gender quota. There's no need to go all hashtag me too.
Well, I'm glad to see you have some consideration for the rural heartland, standing up there all smugging your repeal Gensy. Yeah.
Sorry, no. That's actually a cock rebel jersey. The B has fallen over. It's a cock thing.
That's not repeal. That's repel, which is what you're doing to the rural voter, me heart. Yeah. At this rate, I'll have barely two quarters.
Oh, hold on now. A woman's right to choose.
What about the women in this party's right to choose, Michal?
That's right.
You never asked us.
Now, rural gender quota. This is the central issue, Anne.
What about rural broadband? Where's Sir Gensy for that? Yes. There's lads down the country with internet so bad, they have to still watch their dirty films on DVD. It is a crime. Yes. Rural Ireland has no voice.
Well, actually, it has two vices, and they're both ridiculous. What? Yours, Willie, and Robert Tries.
Yeah, on that issue. On that issue now, what about the trains?
He's like the Dublin to Rosslare connector. No. He doesn't show up very often, but he makes a lot of noise.
The rural rail service has reached capacity, and unless we build capacity and structure capacity, we'll have no capacity for decades. Decades, Michal.
It's decades of the rosary, you should be saying.
Quite now, rural gender quota.
Don't shush me. What about praying for the kids?
No.
With everyone in Dublin trying to abort them.
And the issue of the trains.
Right, dibbity try. I agree we need to examine overcrowding. On the Lewis. It's an issue that's very, very high on my agenda. No, going forward.
Gotcha. I was travelling the Green Line just yesterday, and there was nowhere for me to put my soy latte down.
That's a very good point, urban gender quota.
Well, that is a total disgrace.
Yes, the Green Line is so much worse since they extended it to the north side.
No, I was saying you're a feckin' disgrace.
Sorry?
Our voters aren't under Lewis.
Robert.
They're in the bogs.
Yes.
They're in the briars and the bars of Ireland.
He's right. You're totally out of step with rural Ireland, Bart.
Capacity.
No. As the leader of Fianna Fáil, if I want to know what the rural Irish people are thinking, I just look into my own hat. Deputy Jack Shawman are there.
Yeah, and what do you see in your own heart there, Daddy Michal?
Sit up on my knee there now, Jack. Well, deep down, rural Ireland doesn't want trains or broadband or jobs or infrastructure.
No?
It wants what it always wanted.
And what's that?
A Fianna Fáil Taoiseach. And if that means pandering to the liberal agenda and pretending to be interested in Dublin, then so be it. I'm even prepared to pretend I actually have a Dublin connection. I mean, if Saoirse Ronan could do it, then so can I, going forward.
Howie, it's Damien O'Reilly here filling in for Sean and making everyone think it's a bad Live Line episode over the summer. Des Cal is here with the old sport.
Yeah, no, Wes Hoolahan retiring from international football, capped only 43 times Eamon Dunphy's on the line. You always admired Wes.
Des, I loved him, but it was a love that dare not speak its name, except for every time it appeared on national television. We'll never see his like again.
Yeah.
Hold on there, Des, till I chop a bit more onion.
The shame was he was never really in favour with successive managers, though.
The greater shame is that I will no longer be able to tear up, despairing of managers who won't pick Wes, questioning the wisdom of their selection, except when O'Neill made a fool of me by having Ireland lose 5-1 to Denmark when he finally put Des on.
Janie Mac there now, Des.
What? A number of changes to the Ireland squad to face Italy in the Six Nations. Obviously, Joe Schmidt is resting up players after the heroics in Paris. Others, though, simply unavailable due to previous commitments in the criminal courts.
And not the vaguely charming ones that Paddy O'Gorman visits for Sean, yeah?
Oh, God. In the GAA full programme of league football, the big one being the visit to Galway of neighbours and perennial disappointments, Mayo. The game will have a pitch inspection because, well, the pitch is expected to be in rag order because, you know, it's in Galway in February.
Thanks, Des. You going to any games yourself this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to Semple because, as you know, Coola will
Yeah, we're
be...
out of time there now. Coming up after the break, whether you like it or not, The Gathering will be talking about abortion because we're not allowed to talk about that other story that everyone is talking about.
Yeah, what? It's best we don't discuss it.
No, don't be doing that.
When's Sean back?
Shut up.
TV3 Documentaries presents...
Without doubt, he was the most divisive figure in Irish politics.
Oh no, hold on.
He was hard to like, and even harder to trust.
Seamus, that's not fair.
Like a hairy colossus, he straddled both sides of the border and dominated the political agenda for decades.
Well, that's very nice.
Well, some people gave it to you straight as a barrow, but it was always very hard to second guess him.
With respect, I was all very clear in my dealings with...
Loved and hated in equal measure.
I did not interrupt you, so...
Fiercely loyal, hugely intelligent, charismatic...
Jeremy Maragon.
A man of peace, but also a man of war.
Well, my record is clear. I am not now, nor have I ever been...
So now, as I finally prepare to leave public life, I examine my legacy and ask the hard questions. Vincent Brown, mad, bad, or just dangerous to know?
Oh, well. So long as it's a fair and balanced documentary, Vincent, and reminds people about your shameful past when you were a member of the Sunday Independent.
Coming soon on TV3. I don't know when. Look it up on the schedules, you lazy cretins.
What respect.
TV3.
We're on. Hello, it's an old friend here dropping in to remind you to subscribe to Kellen's Kicks Bobcast on the iTunes and other Bobcast providers, featuring bonus material not heard on the radio and old ones as well, like the Indokinney special. Very popular one, that one. Subscribe to the Bobcast. I prefer the older material myself.
Murph, yep. Where's Fiscal? It's his round.
Supposed to be Minister for Finance. He literally can't organise a piss up in a brewery.
Sorry, brewery.
Oh yeah, this pub, the Harlem Apothecary, is also a microbrewery and cat cafe.
Wow.
No, they actually brewed the IPA you're drinking right now. Operation Transformation Vice.
Yeah, it's not the Kanye West, Murphs.
No?
Tastes a bit weird, TBH.
Yeah, well, the beer is total muck, but it's owned by a couple of lads on the Rugger team, so it's the place we've seen Tish.
Well, in that case...
Is that Ross Purcell over there?
Oh, my God, where?
Oh, no, Sols, it's just a very attractive cat.
Right. Never mind the mayor of a microbrew. We've a lot to celebrate.
Totes, Tish.
My self-satisfaction rating is at Bertie Boom levels. Fine Gael could do no wrong.
Homelessness crisis, a Garda scandal every 5 minutes, healthcare in the toilet, not a megabyte of broadband to be had outside the M50, and no one cares about any of it.
Because the boom is back, baby.
Well, a bit of a boom, like a microboom.
Yeah, if you just ignore the fact that we're still 200 billion in debt.
I know. It's like, even if we did force Apple to pay us the 13 billion euro, it would barely make a dent.
Stop it now. Ah! Get them off me! Get
wow,
them off me!
Who knew Fiscal was such a pussy magnet?
Oh, thank you very much for scratching at me.
Fiscal, come on, it's your round, man. We're celebrating here. How about a bottle of champers?
I only have a certain amount of money.
That's what expenses are for, man?
I don't know if you would categorize it as an expense, Murphs.
Oh, no. Wow. Would you please stop throwing cats at me, T-Shot.
Look at me, Murph. I'm like the cream that got the cat.
Oh, classic T-Sh.
High five. Oh, wow, their claws are sharp.
Oh, that was actually my face, man.
I know, catastrophic. Ledge bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
Thank you.
And to make sure he doesn't accidentally end the world, his wife, Melania Trump.
My fellow Americans and Melancholia.
I am naturalized citizen.
Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of those loopholes.
I wish you'd done it sooner.
What?
I said, I love watching you eat dinner.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to see me eat a whole deep fried chicken stuffed with Big Macs? My fellow Americans, it's been a crazy week. So many things are happening.
All normal running a country things and a few self-inflicted events.
You've probably heard by now that the stock market has crashed. But really, America... And Milanka, who knows?
Everybody knows.
Who really understands the stock market, Dow Jones, NASCAR, numbers scrolling at the bottom of Fox News. It's just so hard to say what really happened.
The stock market crashed.
But good news. I'm having a huge parade. I got the idea from the French. The Fruit Pastille Day Parade. I love the French. Originally, Melania was going to be French, but then I heard they don't shave their pits. Major boner killer. The worst.
And French women don't tolerate merde the way I have forced myself to for millions, many millions of dollars.
This will be the best parade, like the Patty's Day Parade. But instead of four-leaf clovers and vomiting leprechauns, love the Scottish, by the way, we have long-range tactical nuclear missiles and soldiers doing the Turkey March.
Goose step.
That's right. Great step. Our guys are learning it right now. The most American of steps. People are saying if you don't like it, it's treasonous. Meh. Yeah, let's just go with that. Good night, my fellow Americans and millionaire. Please don't lock your bedroom door tonight. Any of you.
Of course, honey.
Bigly.
Putin, you better be making this worth my while.
RTE Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings, thinly veiling my contempt for the top stories. A very good afternoon to you. Ahead of the abortion referendum, TDs are working non-stop, doing their absolute best to avoid publicly commenting on their stance on the issue. We sent one of our 57 interchangeable political reporters, Micheál Lehane maybe, to find out more.
As the date grows closer to the May vote, all eyes are on the government, who have pulled more hamstrings than Paul O'Connell from the amount of can-kicking they've done to try to avoid this. Simon Coveney, who has, through no fault or effort of his own, somehow become Taoiseach, was unusually hard-talking.
After much soul-searching, I am taking the unequivocal hard-line stance that 12 weeks is nearly not enough time for people to forget where I stand on the issue of Sorry, I just can't say that word. So to avoid the issue, I repeat all the buzzwords that Patrick wrote out for me. Choice, women, trust, contentious, milk, eggs, bread, those fancy biscuits. Oh, sorry, that's my shopping list.
Meanwhile, many in Fianna Fáil are angered by Micheál Martin's U-turn in backing the repeal effort. Full-time Fianna Fáil TD and part-time ghost of Christmas past, Eamon O'Queeve, had this to say.
We in Fianna Fáil believe strongly in protecting the unborn all the way from conception to the day they emigrate to Canada in search of work, because we've wrecked the country again, as is the Fianna Fáil way.
Meanwhile, left-wing TDs have repeated the same arguments, worn the same repeal jumpers, and posted the same updates on Twitter so often, they've amalgamated into the one person, Breed Coppinger.
For far too long, the women in this country have been treated as nothing more than vessels. And now they voted for me, I have a womandate to attack the bigwig fat cat top hat corporate swines and end every sentence with a break in my voice, which is caused by the gaping chasm in the hearts of walking people.
Elsewhere, Kerry Independent TD and lifetime head of the International Society of Paddy Wackery, Danny Healy-Ray, was outraged.
I'm disgusted that the proper precautions were taken by the government in the most important matter, which was to avoid Valentine's Day violently clashing with Ash Wednesday next week. It's a disgrace and this has been ignored, as it is one of our best days for the pub. The local single lads who can't afford to get to Lister and Varner for the matchmaking usually drink themselves silly and they use an empty bag of Skempy fries as a condom. We've no need of a Martian in Kerry, as our chronic abuse of the drink means 90% of Kerry men are completely infertile, as God and his first cousins the fairies intended.
So there you have it. Politicians saying a lot of words, but absolutely nothing you'll remember after 5 minutes, much like an off-the-ball podcast. I'm Micheál Lehane, maybe, doing my best not to scream because I have to cover this for the next few months. RT News.
Good morning, I'm Dobbo. It's 9:05, and instead of some token frivolity normally reserved for this slot, I'm officially declaring a state of chaos. Yes, we cut rural train services while making Lewis's so long they gridlock Dublin. The world is on the brink of nuclear war, but all we talk about are 90s sitcoms set during the Troubles, and the country has no mental health services. But our duty of care is only for the fragility of Marty Morrissey's mind, because he can't foxtrot. For those of you just joining us for the first time this year, we're finally going to have an abortion referendum. Yes, cry havoc and let slip the dogs of, well, it's about damn time. The country can't build houses, pump non-poisonous water, or run a health system. We're up to our oxters in Brexit hell and Garda scandals, yet all anyone has talked about for 3 years is abortion. So can we please just have a vote and then talk about the 1,000 other things our government is making a hames of? Speaking of the referendum, Simon Harris unilaterally announced he was going to let GPs handle the whole abortion brouhaha without bothering to ask the doctors themselves. Why? Because somehow GPs gave up the right to strike a few years ago. Wow, for people who got 600 points in the Leaving Cert, that wasn't very smart, was it? Still, I'm sure the doctors will do a great job of it, considering half of them are against abortion. That's bound to work out well. Congratulations, Simon. Meanwhile, the nation's favourite son, John Waters, discovered a way to become even less popular by teaming up with Nigel Farage to advocate Ireland leaving the EU. That's right, an Englishman with a French name and a German wife came into our country to warn us of the danger of immigrants. They only want us to leave the EU so we can rejoin the Commonwealth. Luckily, though, Britain will probably decide it doesn't want us back after images of the Healy Rays roaring at Fianna Fáil TD Mark McSharry were condescendingly broadcast on Sky News and quickly went viral, much like smallpox. Oh, ha ha ha, look at the funny Irish politicians, ho ho chums. Well, Britain, we may have a couple of absolute buffoons in our parliament, but at least we didn't make any of them foreign bloody minister. Boris Johnson, I wouldn't leave him in charge of a hamster, he'd probably try and mate it with his hair. Right, it's time to head home for my Friday date, a 2007 Chateauneuf du Pape. Now that's what I call a sure thing. And go back to sleep, Ireland.